Kapitel Chav, Lamnateach Mizmor David. We say this kapitel between Ashrei and Uval Etzion every morning. And there are some times we skip it, like on certain days we don't see Tachana, we also skip this. So maybe we'll understand the meaning behind this kapitel and why it is that we skip it. It's interesting, the Malvim has two different Mahalchim how to explain it. So we'll do first the whole Mahalch number one, and then we'll do the whole Mahalach number two. Okay, so Lam Natech Mizmor the David. Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara. He said, Gevcha Shem Elokei Yaakov. So Malam is Medayik. Why are we talking about Yaakov? Okay, Yaakov. What about Avram Yitzchak? Why are we focusing on Yaakov? So he says, that David was David. So actually, my focus is Rashi and the Malam. Rashi learns that David was davening for Yoav and Bnei Yisrael that went to Muhammad. And we say, okay, Yaakov, because Hashem promised Hatzlacha to Yaakov when he was in Charan. And Hashem fulfilled that Haftacha. The Malvin learns that we're going on David HaMelech, that David was far away from Tzion, from Yerushalayim, and we're davening for him, even though he's far from Yerushalayim, davening for his Hatzalah. Just like Hashem saved Yaakov when he was in Chutz La'aretz, so too, we're davening for David, even though he's not in Yerushalayim. Then Pasuk Gimel, Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yisadaka, that we're davening to Hashem that he should send the Yeshua from Kodesh, from Eretz Yisrael, from Tzion, to send this Yeshua, the Kedusha, from Kodesh to save David HaMelech, who is not in Yerushalayim. Yizkor, Pasuk Dalet, Yizkor Kol Mechol Yisadaka V'Eiloscha Yidash Nasela. Rashi learned that this is going on tefillah, that now we're davening in war, Hashem should be mekabel them. The Malvim learned is going on karbanos, that please remember all the karbanos and the menachos that we brought, and even though now I'm far away in Melchama, Hashem should save me b'schus all of those karbanos. Pasuk Hey, Yitein lecha chilvav v'cha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei, that the type of David's heart was to be saved. That was his machshava, and that he's davening that Hashem should fulfill this etza, this machshava of David to save him. Please fulfill my etza, meaning my machshavas, to save me. Pasuk Vav, Niranana b'shua sacha v'shem elokinu nidgol, yimalei Hashem kol nishalei sacha. So this is David was davening and explaining that when Hashem saves you, we're all going to be running, we're all going to be praising Hashem. And this was the type of David to start praising Hashem even before he was saved, in anticipation that he was going to be saved. So he wanted to be Ranein Hashem for Hashem before the Yeshua came. And then we'd raise the Degel Hashem in Mochama, that Hashem would fulfill all of his tefillahs, all that he was thinking about, and certainly all that he actually asked for. That's the Ran another Shul Safa, Nidgol, like the Degel, the flag of Mochama, and that Hashem will fulfill all of his shaylas. And Pasuk Zion, I tell you, Adati ki Yoshia Hashem Mishichai, Yaneu Mishmei Kachai, Vigburois Yesha Yeminai. Hashem fulfills all the Shailas, all the requests, brings the Yeshua with the Gevuris Yemin, which is a remez to Shloka Derech HaTeva. That I know Hashem is going to save me, the Gevuris Yesha Yeminai, through the right hand Gevura, which is the code word for Shloka Derech HaTeva. Pasuk Ches and Tes go together. Eile Berecha Ve'eile Basusim, the raya that's Shulka Dechateva, the raya that Hashem saving us is not natural, is because it's not coming through chariots and horses. It's coming through Hashem. We say Shem Hashem and they fall. That's Hema Karvana Falo, Vanath Mikhamun Sadad. We get up, they fall. They're coming with horses and chariots. We're coming with Shem Hashem. And that's the Gevuras Yeshai Minai, the Shulka Dechateva, is because it's not coming about through our horses. It's coming about through the Shem Hashem. And we end up, Hashem Mashiach HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yamkreinu. Whenever we call it Hashem in Tefillah, we're betuach that Hashem will save us. And it's not coming because of our strength, but it's coming through Hashem. So this was the first Mahalath of the Malvim, tapping into wartime. We're away from Yerushalayim, we're away from Tzion, tapping into the Karbanos, tapping into the Gevur of Hashem. And perhaps this is why we don't say this on certain happy occasions, because it's time of war and we're in need, but we do say this kapitel when we are in times of need, because this is a kapitel which is tapping into Hashem saving us when we are in Melchama. That is the end of the Malbim's first Malach. Now, the second Malach is a little bit different. It's not referencing David HaMelech being outside Yerushalayim, but it's referencing the difference between being saved by Hashem and being saved by people. So it goes like this. Yan Hashem Yom Tzara Yizegev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. David HaMelech, when the Malbim is saying like this, that Hashem saved us himself and not Yerushalayim. Hashem does it miyad, immediately. So it's Yan Hashem, Hashem not Yerushalayim. Beyond Tzara, immediately when we need it, it doesn't push it off, it doesn't delay. And Yizegev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, it's the Shem Hashem, which is Chazak, which is coming to save us. So those are the three differences between human savior and being saved from Hashem. Pasuk Gimel continues. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadaka. That Hashem saves us through Kedusha, not through the Goyim, not through the other kings, but through the Kedusha of Hashem. Pasuk Dalet. Yizka Kol Mechotzecha Z'loscha Yidash Nesela. That another difference is that Salah that comes about through a human being, we have to send him presents. Maybe we'll get accepted, maybe not. Maybe we'll get schar, maybe not. But for Hashem, we send karbanos, and Hashem pays us schar. We get rewarded for that. That's Pasuk Dalet, that we send karbanos to Hashem, and it's definitely accepted, which is different than if we'd be sending presents to humans. Pasuk Hey, Yitin Lechal Chulvavecha, Lechal Atzoscha Yimalei. Here we're saying Hashem saves us based on what we need, based on our heart's desires. Whereas a human, when he saves us, he's doing it based on what he wants. When a human saves you, he's doing it because he wants to do it, because it's on his terms. Whereas Hashem is saving us to help us. It's another difference between being saved by Hashem and human. Pasuk Vav, Niranana Vishua Secha Uvishem Elohim of Nidgol, Imali Hashem Kol Mishalei Secha. When a human saves us, we're not going to praise because it's showing our weakness. And we don't necessarily want to show our weakness. When Hashem saves us, we want to praise him because we want to show off the greatness of Hashem, how Hashem saved us. Also, that Hashem not only saves us from this war, but he fills in all of our other needs. That's where we end up over there. Yimal Hashem kol mishal sacha, not just the wartime needs that we're dying for, but everything else that we need, Hashem is also there. Pasuk Zayin, Atta Yudati Yashia Hashem Meshichai, Yaneo Mishmei Kachai, Vigvuras Yesha Yeminoi. Here we say we're makir that Yeshua, that we're being saved, is not through Teva, it's through a Nes, it's Lamalim in a Teva. And then from here on out, it's very similar to the last Mahal, which is El Rechav El Susim, that because Yeshua is not through Teva, it's Lamalim in a Teva, we don't need the Rechav El Susim. We don't need that. All we need is Shem Hashem. And Hema Karvin and Follow and Anan Kamna Zadad, they fall, but we get lift up. We get that slacha that's brought to us from Hashem. They fall and we get picked up. And Hashem Moshiach Machianinu, Yom Kareinu, that's why we're diving to Hashem. Hashem saves us. Hashem has the ability to save us and does save us immediately. So the second Malach, the end is the same, but the beginning is very different. Are we talking about David Malach, about war? That's the first Malach. Or are we comparing being saved by Hashem versus being saved by a human being, as that is the second half of the Malach. Kapitel Chaf, Lamanat Seach.